Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Top oversight Republican in Congress is now demanding testimony, as well as documents from Biden officials on the sale of our strategic petroleum reserves, supposed to be used for national security issues, that instead was sold to a Hunter Biden-linked Chinese communist oil company. House Oversight and Reform Ranking Member James Comer told Breitbart News an exclusive statement that when Republicans, quote, take control of the House, they plan on investigating reports that President Joe Biden sold nearly 1 million barrels from our U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserves to a Chinese state-owned company that had financial ties to the private equity firm co-founded by Hunter Biden. As you know, and we've been covering this extensively, the Washington Free Beacon's Colin Anderson released a bombshell report that Biden's Department of Energy purposely, directly, like this wasn't an accident, sold 1 million barrels to UNIPEC, the trading arm of the Chinese communist company, also known as Sinopec. Sinopec is wholly owned and wholly operated by the Chinese Communist Party. According to the report, Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, reportedly has financial ties directly to the Chinese Communist Party-owned Sinopec Oil, a private equity firm that Hunter Biden co-founded, reportedly purchased roughly $2 billion stake in Sinopec Marketing in 2015. I didn't say million, I said $2 billion. The Free Beacon noted Biden is connected to Sinopec through his company, his partners, a private equity firm that Hunter Biden co-founded in 2013. All right, quickly, I also want to say thank you to our sponsor. Without them, this podcast wouldn't exist. And Legacy Precious Metals is wanting to help you diversify your financial portfolio. If you've been freaking out over what's happening with your IRA, with your 401k, with your investments on Wall Street, the question is, did you invest in gold or silver? Did you diversify your investments so that there is a hedge with your portfolio for inflation? Well, that's exactly what gold and silver has done for so many. It is a hedge to protect when it comes to inflation. Right now is actually a great time for you to protect your investments with gold and silver. No, you didn't miss the opportunity. No, it's not too late. So call and get the investor's guide from the company that not only do I use, but I also trust. Online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. You can also call them and get the investor's guide for free. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. Also, reminder, make sure you hit that auto download or subscribe button now so that you can get this podcast every day for free. And make sure you share this podcast on social media by hitting that little forward button right now. All right, now let me get back to explaining to you the timing of all of this. Now, this company, BHR, bought $1.7 billion stake in Cenepec Marketing, a Chinese communist firm, in 2015. Biden, at one point, owned as much as 10% of his stake in BHR Partners through his wholly owned firm, an LLC. Now, Comer, Representative Comer, who is the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee and likely the next chairman of the Oversight Committee if Republicans take back the House in November, said that he absolutely plans to investigate reports that President Biden sold oil linked to Hunter Biden once they take the House majority after the midterm elections. Quote, from day one, the Biden administration has waged a war against America's energy producers. It started with a cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline and has continued with their push to implement radical Green New Deal policies. I call it the Green New Religion. It is a religion to the left. They are obsessed with their Green New Religion, and that is exactly why they are forcing you to pay $5 a gallon gas average nationwide. Now, the recent decision to remove oil specifically from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves didn't just fail to lower high gas prices, the congressman went on to say. It has now left Americans vulnerable to unstable oil markets created specifically by the Biden administration. The congressman also said, quote, the Department of Energy is operating behind closed doors and has left Americans in the dark. Under no circumstances should President Biden be providing our oil reserves to hostile foreign adversaries or Chinese firms linked to his son, Hunter Biden. It's critical for Energy Secretary Granholm to stop dodging our congressional inquiries and testify before the Oversight Committee. Comer also charged that, quote, when Republicans control the gavel, we will get answers. Indeed, there remain many, many unanswered questions surrounding all of this. Asked, in fact, by the reporters during a press conference on Friday, the White House press secretary, Jean Pierre, said, quote, the Department of Energy can't dictate what oil companies do with the oil they purchase or where they ship it to sell. This is how stupid they think you are as Americans, that you can't actually figure this out. They're lying to you, by the way. That is something, again, she went on to say, that the oil company decides on. And again, I would refer you to the Department of Energy on that question, quote unquote. Now, I want to go back to, there's two parts to this story that we're starting to connect the dots on a little bit here, more and more. And the two parts of the story is also this other part that has come out in the past week that no one is wanting to talk about as well. And that is the fact that more than 150 financial transactions, okay, more than 150 banking transactions with Hunter Biden, okay, with Hunter Biden were flagged for problems, issues that were connected to either shady actors, foreign governments that are shady, or for money laundering or cartel-like transactions. This is what Hunter Biden's bank accounts were being flagged 150 times. Now, there's two options here. Number one, this may be more than anybody in history has ever been flagged. And the reason why is because long before you got to 150 of these, you would probably have been stopped from doing whatever it was that you were doing. That's number one, okay? Number two, Hunter Biden clearly, I guess, knew from his father and from the Biden administration during many of these times they were flagged that he could keep doing it and get away from it because he was being protected. He was being protected so he could continue to do this. Now, Congressman James Comer had this to say about, and he is the ranking member of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. He had this to say on Hannity's show the other night about all of these financial transactions. Listen.
Well, we found out that Hunter Biden has had 150 suspicious activity reports filed against various accounts that he and Jim Biden, the president's brother, have. That's unprecedented, Jason. A normal person in America never has any bank violations. Less than one-tenth of 1% of people ever have any bank violations. They've had 150, which I would say is more than any person in the history of America. These are the most serious banking violations you can have. There's suspicion of money laundering, suspicion of receiving money from terrorist groups, or suspicion of money from bad actors in foreign countries. Before Joe Biden became president, under the Obama administration, the Bush administration, any member of Congress could go to the Treasury Department and request suspicious activity reports. These were put into place, again, to catch funneling money to terrorist cells in the United States. I mean, it's unheard of. He's had 150 of these violations. Once we determined this, then I went to Treasury, requested the SARs on Hunter Biden. They said, no, we changed the rules. You can't do that anymore. This started getting pressed. We started leaking out that the Treasury Department was stolen all of this. Then they came back and said, okay, we'll make an exception. If you can get a single Democrat to sign on the request with you, then we'll give you the request. And obviously, Jason, as you can imagine, no Democrats are interested in signing on.
No Democrats would sign on. So they changed the rules when you want to get the information. That's what the Democrats now do, because clearly they know that there's something significant here to hide. Not something that's little, something that is significant that they must hide here. Now, how do you get away with 150 transactions? You know that someone told you that just keep doing what you're doing and no one's going to come knocking. That's how you get away with it. You don't get away with 150 transactions that have been flagged by banks by accident. You get away with it because someone said, we're looking the other way, keep doing what you're doing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right,
you get into, right, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. There's another aspect of this story, and it's not just the financial transactions of Hunter Biden. The other part of the story is the fact that we have a real problem in this country when it comes to the basic needs of its citizens. The president's job is to take care of the American people first and foremost, at least any president that I know that loves America. Now, why is it that Joe Biden has decided to sell and lie to you while doing it? Remember, he said we're going to release 1 million barrels a day from our strategic petroleum reserves. And the reason why he said that, right? The only reason why he said that, the main reason he said it, and the only reason is because he was trying to get you to understand that he was going to help you, right? Well, if millions and millions of barrels of oil are not going to you, then your resources are being stolen. Remember, you are the one that pays for the strategic oil reserves. Never forget that. Not only do you pay for the strategic oil reserves, right? But it's there actually for a national security perspective. Artificially lowering the price of gas right now is technically not a national security issue. It's a domestic policy issue, but it's not national security. Our strategic oil reserves are to make sure that no one has an advantage over us. Now, those numbers, because we keep releasing this oil every single day, that's, by the way, not staying in America, is being done for election year purposes. Look at the calendar right now. It's July, folks. August, September, October, November. We're less than 4 months away from Election Day. They're not releasing this oil because they think it's the right thing to do. They're releasing this oil because Democrats said we're going to get hammered. We're going to get destroyed. We're going to get obliterated in the midterm elections if you guys don't stop. If you don't turn things around, right? That's what was said here. That was the ball game. And so that's why they started releasing the strategic oil reserves. That's the only reason why they started doing it. Now, they're not actually helping you. They're lying to you and then sending this oil to foreign countries. That doesn't help your prices go down. That doesn't help anything that you're doing. Which brings us to another point. For America to be a functioning place and for any country to function, then what you have to do is you have to have food, water, and oil and gas. You have to have it for there to be a basic functioning society. Look at what just happened in Tunisia. If you look at the videos that are coming out of Tunisia, you will see that they have overrun the presidential palace. And why do they do it? Because of food shortages and oil shortages. So for any country in the world, you got to have this. And yet our president looks you in the eyes and tells you that he's going to lower the price artificially by giving you oil out of the strategic oil reserves, right? And then he actually sends it to Chinese communist bad actors who have direct financial ties to his son. That to me is impeachable alone. Tucker Carlson this week actually made another point that I think is actually brilliant. And he said, this is a point I'm going to keep making over and over again. And he said, look, I'm calling for President Joe Biden's impeachment over his energy policy now, which includes him taking our resources and sending them to our adversaries. But he also talked about what it means to be a functioning society. Listen to this.
Recap on the never-changing rules of the world. The three things that any functioning country must have in ample supply are food, water, and energy. Those are the fundamental necessities of life, not diversity, equity, and inclusion. Food, water, and energy. If you have a surplus of food, water, and energy, you win. If you don't, you lose. Now, that may sound unfair, but we did not make the rules. Nature did. We can choose to ignore them, but those rules will never change. Sorry. Thankfully for Americans, we live in a country that is remarkably abundant in all three of those things. The U.S. has the most fertile farmland in the world. We've got more potable fresh water than virtually any other place. And critically and rarest of all, America has the largest recoverable oil reserves on the planet. We are number one in that category, and that matters maybe more than anything. Now, they may be telling you on CNN that so-called renewable energy, windmills and solar panels, are about to power the world. But that's absurd, and no one corrects them, and somebody should, because a lot is at stake. If your nine-year-old starts telling you, I'm like Superman, you have to correct him before he jumps off the garage. The stakes are high. So it is incumbent on the rest of us to point out the people telling you that have no idea what they're talking about. We are not remotely close to a green energy power grid or anything even approaching it. In fact, as of today, the world is powered, as it has long been, by fossil fuels. Fossil fuels, that's where more than 80% of global energy comes from. Not from windmills and solar panels. From oil and gas and coal. And that is not going to change soon. In fact, the world's fastest growing economies, that would be India and China, are using more fossil fuels than ever, not less. So why is every person in charge, from the people who make the ads at Nike, to the energy secretary, to the president of the United States, to every anchor on every channel on television, telling you exactly the opposite? We'll give them the benefit of the doubt. At best, they are ignorant. They're not engineers. They are politicians and ideologues. They're the ones telling you that boys can become girls just by wishing it so. And they've commanded the rest of us to believe that. But unfortunately for them, the principles of social justice do not apply to power grids. You can't just rename them and get something different. No, you have to create new and better power grids. And we are nowhere near that. And we will not be anywhere near that during the course of our lifetimes. Sorry. That's reality. And you cannot yell loud enough to make it change. For the foreseeable future, oil and gas are essential to civilization in an utterly non-negotiable way. And that should be great news for America, because here in the United States, we have a lot. We are rich because we are rich in natural resources. That's why we won the Second World War, for example. When previous generations said, as they often did, that God has blessed our country, this is what they were talking about.
So why is it that our president is, and I go back to what Tucker was saying here, we have an amazing country, and he's right, same thing I said a moment ago. There are three things that any functioning country must have an ample supply of: food, water, and energy. If you don't believe me, look at Tunisia. Look at any country when those things aren't happening, when they don't have those things, and what do people do? They rise up, right? And he said, those are the fundamental necessities in life, not diversity, not equity, not inclusion. It's food, water, and energy. And if you have a surplus of food, water, and energy, you win. If you don't, you lose. So why is our president purposely right now making it where it's impossible for Americans to get the basic things that they need? One of those things, for example, is baby formula. There is still a baby formula shortage. We still have supply chain issues, which means we have shortages of certain types of food. We are the United States of America. We've been dealing with a baby shortage, formula shortage, for what, 6 months now? And this president still hasn't fixed it, figured it out. Can you imagine if there was a baby formula shortage under Donald Trump? It would be wall-to-wall coverage every single night, and they would put mothers on TV crying, talking about how their babies' lives are at risk, and they would do everything they could to destroy the president of the United States of America for it, if it was a Republican. But because it's a Democrat, what do they say? Nothing. They shut up. And why? Because they don't really care about your kids. They don't care about baby formula, and they don't care about the $120 that I put in my gas tank today. They don't care if you are going broke, because when you go broke, that means that you need them. And that's when they have ultimate total power over you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. Now, remember that for a moment. And I also want you to know where your money is going. Totally separate subject, but totally related to what's happening in this country right now. Biden has just restored funds to the Palestinians after Donald Trump cut the funds to the Palestinians because they were financing terrorism against Israel. In an opinion piece riddled with misleading information and outright lies, President Joe Biden hailed his administration's decision to, quote, restore funding to the Palestinian Authority. He also credited his administration for stopping the last war between Hamas and Israel and defended his decision to visit Saudi Arabia. Obviously, he didn't write this piece, but you know why he's going to Saudi Arabia right now. He's going to beg the Saudis to produce more oil while America refuses to produce the oil that we currently have. And Saudi Arabia knows how strong they are right now because this president is willing to beg them instead of actually be energy independent on our own. Now, in this piece that he didn't write, I'm sure, but it has his byline on it, titled, What I Hope to Accomplish in Saudi Arabia and Israel, right? Go meet with the enemy, then go meet with Israel, and then give money back to the Palestinians all at the same time. And published in the Washington Post this weekend, Biden vowed to keep human rights and fundamental freedoms on his agenda. You really think he's going to walk into Saudi Arabia and say, hey, guys, need to talk to you about killing a journalist with the Washington Post real quick while I beg you to make more gas or drill more oil? I doubt it. He also said in the article, my views on human rights are clear and longstanding, and fundamental freedoms are always on the agenda when I travel abroad, as they will be during this trip, just as they will be in Israel and the West Bank. Whoa, hold on a second. So you're accusing Israel now of human rights abuses? Is that what you're saying? Because it does sound like it. You're basically saying, well, there's a problem on each side of this, right? I know Hamas and Hezbollah is not great, but you got to look at Israel too, right? Israel's, by the way, always defending themselves. They're not going on offense, attacking random people and trying to overthrow and push people in the sea, which is exactly what Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Palestinian Authority have said that their goal is. What's even weirder is the fact the president actually tried to take credit for ending the 11-day conflict between Israel and the Hamas terror group in May of 2021, even though a ceasefire deal was brokered not by the U.S. and certainly not by Biden, but by Egypt. What did he say? He said, quote, in his op-ed that I'm sure he didn't write, Joe Biden said, in Israel, we helped end a war in Gaza, which could easily have lasted months in just 11 days. We worked with Israel, Egypt, Qatar, Jordan to maintain the peace without permitting terrorists to rearm. It is also highly unlikely that the conflict would have lasted. It is also highly unlikely that the conflict, quote unquote, would have lasted months. There is no precedent for such an occurrence, with previous flare-ups between Hamas and Israel lasting as little as a week. So he's lying to you yet again. Biden also praised his administration's decision to reinstate funding to the Palestinian Authority. Well, that's new news. The Trump administration cut aid to the Palestinians over its so-called pay-to-slay scheme, where they paid convicted terrorists and their families. Yes, they paid them. What did they pay them? The Palestinian Authority had deemed it a noble national deed. They say that will never be stopped. According to the Palestinian Finance Ministry, roughly $100 million NIS, which is the equivalent of about 30,000 American, is paid out per month to around 35,000 terrorists, prisoners, and their families. In other words, you go out there and try to kill some people and you get busted or you die or you go to prison, we'll take care of your family, don't worry. Quote, we also rebuilt U.S. ties, the president said, with the Palestinians. I'm not sure that's a good thing, Mr. President. Working with Congress, my administration restored approximately $500 million in support for the Palestinians while also passing the largest support package for Israel, over $4 billion. So in other words, I want to play both sides. I love the terrorists, and I also will be nice to Israel. And this week, as Israeli Prime Minister spoke with the president of the Palestinian Authority for the first time in 5 years, he wants to take credit for that as well. So we're giving money to terrorists now. We're giving oil to the Chinese and a company that his son has a vested interest in while making it harder for you to live. Does that not sound like an impeachable offense? We got 150 transactions that have been flagged in your son's bank accounts. Something that is unprecedented and has probably never happened before to any American citizen. Yet your son's been able to do this. It's pretty interesting, isn't it? Now, not only have they been calling for transparency with these 150 transactions, but Senator Ron Johnson also said this week, we have a treasure trove of information from Biden's laptop that no one in Congress has invested yet because the Democrats refuse to acknowledge it. Listen to this.
Hunter Biden and Jim Biden have received over 150 suspicious activity reports. That would probably put them at the top of the list of anyone in America. And that's no exaggeration. You can ask any banker that. Prior to Joe Biden becoming president, members of Congress could request from the Treasury Department a list of people that had suspicious activity reports. Joe Biden went in and changed the rule to where Congress can no longer request suspicious activity reports from the Treasury Department.
Wow, that was House Oversight Committee Ranking Member James Comer on with me on Mornings with Maria over on Fox Business on Wednesday, exposing the Treasury Department's new rule that restricts Congress's access to suspicious activity reports, including the more than 150 related to Hunter and Jim Biden's foreign business transactions. My next guest has been investigating this potential influence peddling and in September of 2020 released an in-depth report on the Biden family's financial transactions with oligarchs in China tied to the Communist Party, as well as in Russia and in the Ukraine. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson sits on the Senate Foreign Relations and Homeland Security Committees. Good morning, Senator. Thanks very much for being with us. I want to get your take on these 150 suspicious reports. What are these suspicious reports? Why would they be suspicious? What triggers that? And what do we know about them?
Well, the Treasury Department enlists banking institutions to help them notify or recognize potential money laundering and other illegal and illicit financial transactions. And these are very sensitive reports. Again, suspicious does not necessarily mean criminal. And so they have to be handled sensitively. Our own report relied on what we referred to as Treasury records. But the fact of the matter is Hunter Biden was well aware of the fact that his activities were red flags and certainly could have triggered suspicious activity reports to the Treasury Department. Some excellent reporting by the Washington Examiner talks about, again, this is information off of his own laptop.
And by the way, you notice what Senator Johnson's saying here. He's saying Joe Biden, James Biden, Hunter Biden, they weren't afraid. They weren't worried about any of this. They knew they were being flagged and they kept going. Because when your dad's the vice president or running for president or becomes the president, hell, you can even be so brazen as to sell oil to communist China that's meant to actually make the price of oil go down in America from our strategic oil reserves. If they'll do that, there's nothing they won't do. And by the way, there's no way that people in the federal government didn't know that it was going to the company that has ownership, right? That has actual ownership in the Biden family in it. This is exactly why I said it's a Biden crime family. What's even more odd or unique, interesting, depending on how you look at it, is apparently Joe Biden must have rewarded Hunter Biden for his hard work selling 1 million barrels of oil to the Chinese Communist Party, which will then have it come back into his bank account, because he was sitting front row this week at the White House. Hadn't seen the guy in a while. All of a sudden, Joe Biden's got Hunter sitting front row at the White House for the Congressional Medal of Honor awards that he was giving out, even though he put some of them on backwards on people. Doesn't matter though, right? Totally, this guy's totally in charge of everything right now. So if you just look at this in the grand scheme and see where we are right now, here's what we know. We know the administration's giving money to terrorist organizations again and the Palestinians. We know that the administration's giving our oil to the Chinese Communist Party. We know that his son's invested in the same company we sent the oil to. And we know that the president of the United States of America is going overseas to beg for more oil production from Saudi Arabia, begging them to up there because he refuses to do what we need to do in America to protect our own interests. Which brings me back to what Tucker Carlson said. He said from this standpoint, he believes the president should be impeached. And he's right. The president's working against us and against our national interests and against our safety and security as a country. Isn't that a reason to actually impeach the president of the United States of America?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay! Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. So let's go back to the commentary that I had for you a moment ago. And I think it was spot on, this commentary from Tucker Carlson, as he was talking about just how messed up all of this actually is. Take a listen.
Yet suddenly, strangely, the United States is suddenly experiencing shortages of both food and energy. And that's why prices of these things have risen, because we don't have enough of them. How did that happen? You should know, if you care about the future of America, your children's future, you need to know how this happened. Well, Joe Biden offered his explanation of how it happened today at an event in Ohio. Watch.
We made incredible progress on the economy from where we were a year and a half ago. We got a long way to go because of inflation, because of the, I call it, the Putin tax increase. Putin, because of gasoline and all that grain he's keeping from being able to get to the market.
It's just embarrassing. It's grotesque, actually. And at this point, it's dangerous. And no one believes a word of it because it's provably untrue. And we feel, since this is a news network, a moral responsibility to prove that it's untrue. So here we go. Months before the war in Ukraine began, and somehow Vladimir Putin secretly seized control of gas prices in the United States. How did he do that? Before any of that happened, the magic happened. Sober people, a petroleum analysis firm called Gas Buddy, decided to do a simple calculation. They wanted to put rising gas prices in context. Here's what they did. Math. They determined every year-over-year price change in gasoline prices in the United States going back to 2002, 20 years. And they found this. From November of 2020 to November of 2021, that would be roughly from Election Day to the end of Joe Biden's first year running the country, gas prices in the United States went up by more than 66%. That was the single highest year-over-year increase since 2002, which happens to be the year the government started tracking those data. Now, this happened before Russia invaded Ukraine. Why did it happen? Super simple. Joe Biden on the campaign trail told us he was like Superman. And then he proceeded to jump off the garage. He told us he was going to end fossil fuels. And because no one took him seriously because he's senile and wasn't actually going to win, no one followed up with, what are you, insane? How are you going to do that? And so he kept going. And then he became president somehow. And then he followed through on that promise. He canceled pipelines. He terminated oil and gas leases. He rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement without explaining why we should. And by the way, if the climate is such a crisis, an existential crisis, And China and India are using more fossil fuels than they did 10 years ago, and nobody says anything about it. Maybe they're not really sincere about this global warming thing. And then on top of all of that, Joe Biden pumped trillions more dollars into the U.S. economy, thereby devaluing the U.S. dollar, making everything, including energy, more expensive. You know what happened. That's all true. And it was done on purpose.
Listen to this. Listen to this closing argument. He said it was all done on purpose, which is exactly what I've been telling you for months. Tucker is saying it brilliantly here because he's right. It's what I've been telling you. It's what many conservatives have been waving this flag saying, listen, this is all not an accident. This is all being done on purpose because when you are weak, they are strong. And that's how communists take over.
It was done to change our energy supply from what is cheap, efficient, and the source of all of our wealth to something that Biden and his donors control, the green economy that will make us poor and that is, in fact, causing famine around the world right now. So that's what happened. As a political matter, since this is still sort of a democracy, it happened way too fast and scared the hell out of people, and polls showed that. Democrats and Republicans, no matter who they voted for, were worried above all about rising energy prices because it hurt them directly every single day. And by the time Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine, the Biden administration had found a scapegoat. Maybe that's why they encouraged him to do it in the first place, which they did. So Joe Biden started yelling, it's Putin's price hike. Putin did it. But it's so dumb. It's so provably untrue that no one believed it. Even people who wanted to believe it, people who voted for Biden, who want windmills and solar farms, they couldn't believe it because it's absurd. And in an election year, that's a huge problem. So the administration had to do something. That's why, in late March, in an act of desperation, Biden did maybe the worst thing that he has done since becoming president, and that's saying a lot. He started to sell off one of this country's most important natural resources, one of our most valuable assets. It's called the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the SPR. It's controlled by the Department of Energy. So what Biden could have done is produce more oil domestically, but that would have been too easy and too good for the United States and its long-term interests. Instead, he decided to do something so crazy and so dangerous that only someone who was intentionally trying to harm the United States would even consider it. But most people never even noticed. Here was his announcement in case you missed it.
Today, I want to talk about one aspect of Putin's war that affects and has real effects on American people. Putin's price hike that Americans and our allies are feeling at the pump. I know how much it hurts. Our prices are rising because of Putin's action. There isn't enough supply. And the bottom line is, if we want lower gas prices, we need to have more oil supply right now. Today, I'm authorizing the release of 1 million barrels per day for the next 6 months, over 180 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
He announces this, and then he sells that oil to China? Don't tell me that's not an impeachable offense when you're actively working against Americans. Think about what he just did. He says he's helping you while he's helping the Chinese Communist government. I say it again, download the Ben Ferguson podcast. If you missed the three parts we've done on the Bidens, Hunter Biden this last week, and all of these connections to Chinese Communist oil company, I lay it all out for you. Grab the Ben Ferguson podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.